Hi, and a very, very, very warm welcome to the latest Soul Trader podcast. I'm Rashid Ogunlaru, coach, speaker, and author, and founder of Soul Trader and SoulTrader.biz, and author, in fact, of Soul Trader Putting Heart Back into Your Business. Today's topic is time out. Wow, time out. Because sometimes it's important for time out. Interesting thing about taking time outs is like, you know, in sport, what comes to my mind is this thing about, you know, like in some sports, some group sports, like is it basketball and some of these other things? And, you know, I don't know if they have it in hockey or whatever, but then you get that thing, time out, and the coach calls a time out because it's frazzled. They're losing. They're kind of away, you know, that they've been losing a number of points. They're just exhausted. They're making silly mistakes, tactical mistakes, strategic mistakes, or somebody just needs to be rested, what have you. Time out. And it might be time out for everybody. It might be time out for one person. Sometimes the time out is due to certain times or timings in the year. So I happen to be recording this around the July, August time. It's summertime. It is a time whereby very often, in many cases, in many industries, this is the one quiet pause in the year, or one of the main quiet pauses in the middle of the year after, you know, so much activity in the year. And then with September, October, November, December, often being busiest times of the year. So again, it's important to take a time out. Sometimes in business, we can just be so busy trying to make things happen that we're rushing, and we forget that time is finite on the one hand. And we realize that you could be busy 24/7 and there would still be things to do. So if that's the case, you do need to be mindful. You do need to be able to find a way to have time out. I know a young person who is keen to get into the entertainment, film, production, that kind of business. And there'll be times where he's working really long hours. He's applying for certain things. He's trying to get certain things done. Hour and hour. Don't get me wrong. There'll be times where you will need to put in a lot of hours in. But the hours do not necessarily equate to the effectiveness. And actually, when things are set in this lock, you need to know when you need to take time out. So sometimes the more time that you put into something, unless you're very, very aware, you can get to a point where your mind's jumbled, your thoughts are jumbled, your focus is jumbled, your energy is has been really dissipated, and you're really ineffective in so, so many ways. So it's time for a timeout. One of the things that I often talk about when it comes to these timeouts is to time out in a number of categories. Time out for you. Time out for things you love to do. Time out for loved ones too. And there might need to be some time out for things that you ought or need to do. And again, if you're interested in this, if you look on the soultrade.biz site, you'll also find that there's a webinar on this particular topic. But let's start off with time for you. So it may well be that you realize you need a break or a holiday, or your clients are away, so it's one time that you could take a break, even though you struggle to take a break. So this time for you, what's the time for you mean? It might just mean, you know, in the normal run of a normal day or a normal week or a normal month, that there just needs to be a pause, because there's times where there's just so much activity, so much transaction, or so much inquiries, or you're training 6 days a week, or you're, you're working with clients with your healing and with your therapy, however many days a week, 5 days a week, and then you've got other responsibilities. Or that with whatever it is that you're doing, that, you know, you're so busy developing these particular products, projects, or your latest invention, that you feel as though you don't have time out. But it might well be that in just very clever and very canny ways you need to do that. Making sure you get 5 minutes here and 10 minutes there to pause and to rest. If you don't do it, you are going to be very, very ineffective. So the argument that I don't have time to do it is nonsensical. there's always time. What you're saying is that you're not effective enough with time, or we haven't learned how to manage the time in that process to be able to build in any kind of time for respite. In which case, the business model, the way that which you're doing business, is flawed. Or your own allowance of yourself and the importance of you to have rest is flawed. You're saying that nature is flawed, that you need to sleep. So sometimes, you know, what happens is that we kind of are negating ourselves and negating the natural rhythm. So this, here we start with time for you. Oh. Stop, pause. What's your natural rhythm? The body's feeling tired. Then rest. So we need to start off with, are you getting the time that you need to sleep? Are you getting the things that you need to eat and to drink to nourish and hydrate the body? Time for you. It might well be one of the best ways to do this is to start the day in that particular vein. It might be that going to bed 1 hour earlier, getting up 1 hour earlier, or in some cases getting up 1 hour later, half an hour later, might make all the difference for you. What else is important for you as it relates to the you aspect of things? What do I mean by that? Well, is it that there's certain routines that you like to do? I remember coaching somebody quite recently and he's trying to get his career in the realm of young people development and so on off the ground. And he said to me, you know, he felt, you know, a bit all over the place. And he said, well, you know what, I used to start every day where I'd have a walk or a little bit of a run around the park, and I'd contemplate things and I'd get focused, I'd get my head together, and it would get me feeling quite healthy, and I could plan my day all in that one moment. So that was time for him, and it was time for all the things that he was wanting to do to give him clarity for that. And so that's what we did. The first thing that we did was putting that back into his routine. Simple but profound. Time for you. Maybe for you it's about meditation. Maybe it's about for you time for contemplation. Maybe for you it's time for the gym or activities or things that are really nourishing to you. Whatever it is, that might well be for you. Just to get yourself prepared in a particular kind of a way. Time for you. Maybe one of the things that you need to do is just introduce some silence. Maybe you don't know who you are. Maybe you've not spent any time with you. Maybe you've been running away from me. Time for you. So if you're listening to about 10 minutes, I invite you to every day just have that little bit of time for you to connect to you. Now, time for things you love to do. So particularly if it's a holiday time, a break time, or that kind of time, or downtime and so on, what are the things that it is that you love to do? As I say, we happen to be recording this at the moment during the summertime. It might be that you're listening to this toward the end of the year where, again, it's holiday season or whenever. What are the things that you love to do? Hobbies, interests, painting, singing, music, cooking, baking, gardening, making things, walking, hiking, swimming, skiing. What are the things that it is that you really, really enjoy doing? Maybe there's all sorts of hobbies. Maybe it is you used to play cards. Maybe it is that you used to play football, netball, or hockey, all sorts of things that you used to enjoy doing, making things, creating things, catching up with friends where you would do, you know, all sorts of historical weekends, whatever it might well be. What are those things that it is that you love to do? What are those things that are nourishing to you? What are those things that, some of these things are going to be things that are going to be good for your spiritual, your emotional, your physical well-being. There's going to be a whole range of different ways in which this can nourish you. Some of these things are going to be really, really creative to get your creative juices going. So one of the things that what's interesting with time out, we often think, oh no, I don't have time for time out because it's not going to bring any benefits. Trust me, if you pick up the paintbrush again, if you go for those walks and those long hikes again, if you start playing that piano again, it's going to have a big benefit for you. I remember ages ago, I'm talking to a contact of mine who's actually quite talented when it comes to what he loves. There are a couple of things he loves. He used to love DJing, but he's quite talented on piano. Very busy, very, very busy mind. Does he spend time on the piano, which actually would calm his mind, help him manage, you know, the challenges that he has? No, very rarely does he, because he doesn't pause, he doesn't take the time out, he's not still enough most of the time. What are the things that you love to do? Book in that class. Find out about where that activity is. Drop a line to your friend, pick up the phone now, pause this thing here and book something in. Make a note in the diary. Do it. See the impact that it has. Time for loved ones too. Now this is very, very important. In all the busyness of running your business, that there'll be times when you're starting, times where things are going up to that next level, times where things are changing, times when you're working on big projects, time where perhaps you may be employing people or working with people, times where there's a lot on, or where you're diversifying, trying to get into new markets, bring in new clients, trying to get all sorts of things happening, or you've got a lot of delivery on, that all of a sudden you don't have time for your lover, your partner, your friends, your family, your loved ones, your kids. And it is laughable in many ways. It's very sad in many ways. Again, it's about being mindful about that. Of course, often we do have to juggle all sorts of things. It's being mindful. It's being about aware of the quality of the time. It's about articulating to our loved ones that we care about them and that we're there. We're just demonstrating in the way that we're present when we're present. So sure, there may well be restrictions in terms of how much time you might be able to spend, but you being aware and you being really present when you're present, and then you deciding when and how you are with family, then that's very, very, very powerful for you. So one of the things I encourage people to do when I'm coaching them, I encourage you to do it, is the first thing I do is I put in the things for them. So the times for the things that they love and their hobbies and so on, and for the loved ones, you put it in the diary first, okay? And having Sundays and from Saturday afternoons free. So that's how I, for example, in my business, how I create that for that to happen. I may well coach from Monday to Friday. I have some Saturday morning appointment times. And then generally speaking, I don't do any appointments from 2 p.m. on Saturday. To be honest with you, most of the time these days, I often will mix it between when I do have weekend appointments. I don't actually have that many. And then it will be very, very rare that there'll be any activity on a Sunday. The Sunday usually is time for me. It is time for me to relax. I might have time for some of the things I love to do, like singing and recording, which I still do. And then it might well be that Saturdays or certain evenings is time for friends, loved ones, and so on. That's how I play it. What is it that would work for you? So this time for loved ones too, how is it that you can address it? There was a lovely, I don't know if I shared this before here, I remember a few years ago reading in a paper, an interview with Jim Carrey, the comic actor. One of the things that he was saying was so powerful, so many wonderful things and so many powerful things. But one of the things he said, I know the importance of my work and the films that I do, the comic films that make people laugh, they bring joy and so on to people's hearts. Here, he knew he's a soul trader in terms of, you know, knowing the heart and the core of the importance of what he does, like many of you will know, that you may well know as you're listening to this. But he was also very important of the other side of the balance. He said, but you know what, if I go home and my family don't respect me, then I failed. I thought, yeah, that's very, very profound. And how many of us will have failed on that level? But it's not too late to redress that with a little bit of mindfulness. So maybe once a week to see certain people isn't going to be possible, but maybe once a month is. Give that some thought. That's down to you. Time for things that you ought to or need to do. This is really interesting in Time Out Times. Yesterday, I went to the doctors I'd been written to for a while ago to have a standard checkup. I hadn't been to the doctors for years and years and years. And they'd written to me, a couple of months ago, I went for this test, that test, heart test, that test, da, 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 all of these kind of things that they do now, which is great to have that kind of full MOT. And I went to see the doctor yesterday, and the doctor said to me, yeah, you're well, everything here seems to be fine, and it seems that you're looking after yourself. And I was slightly surprised because I enjoy, people who know me, I do enjoy the odd cake. So I was pleased by what he said, but I'm mindful about stuff like that. But, you know, it was good. So that is an example of what are those things that you ought to or you need to do. Maybe there's some things in terms of your health and your well-being. Maybe, you know, it's time that I need to bring more fruit and vegetables or whatever it is. It might be the case for you. Maybe, you know, it's the time that you need to get an extra hour sleep or whatever it might well be. It's going to be very different to different people. Maybe there are some of those very, very important personal, home, family or other related tasks that are really important for you to do. There may well be some really important things in terms of your business, and that are really, really important to do. A while ago, I sat down with a contact of mine who also managed a piece of work in terms of looking at my old historic pensions, and we were talking about stuff like that. And maybe there are certain things that are really, really important that you put off, you know, that are really important to you in your business. It might well be things that relate to finance. Very often for many people who run businesses, there will be stuff that relates to finance that they haven't looked at. Maybe you haven't looked at how you're doing in terms of the figures. Maybe it is that you ought to, you know, make sure you separate this bank account from that bank account. Maybe it's time that you transferred some money here so that you're ready for the tax bill that's coming up, or whatever it might well be. Might be on a personal level that, you know what, now it's time that I cleared out that garage, which is full of this stuff and that stuff. What are the things that you ought to do? What are the things that you need to do? Time out. So there's been a lot we've covered here, isn't there? Time for you to be still, to be and breathe. Time for things you love to do, the hobbies, the interests that are going to nourish you and going to bring so much energy back into your business. They're going to make you more creative, going to make you more effective, going to make you more productive, more balanced, less resentful, more joyful. Time for loved ones too, yeah. Those are the ones who bring so much quality and richness to our lives. Or it will even allow you to allow those things in. Time for you to go out on the dating trail. Time for you to reconnect to this person or to that person or just to friends or to nourish those new friendships. It can happen a lot along the business journey that actually it's a time of bringing in new relationships, refreshing relationships, enhancing relationships, and things that you ought to and need to do. And in this time out, there could also be a bit of time for gentle review and looking ahead of the one or two things that may well be important for you of the next season in your life, when your business, I say that I happen to be at this time recording it around summer, so one can look gently at, okay, what are the two or three things that are really important to do of the last season, the autumn season as we head between now and the festive season, the end of the year, Christmas, December, the end of December. It'll help you to be rounded and be mindful. So I hope you've enjoyed this little time out, this little tour that we've had. I want to thank you so, so much for tuning into these podcasts. And I've had some lovely in-person feedback from people who enjoy these. If you do enjoy these, I'd love for you to post a review. If you listen to these on iTunes, please, please, please do post a review, especially if you're based internationally in the States, or I know people listen to this and I know that the people I've coached from all around the world. So if you listen to this, I'd love for you to post your reviews on these a bit. And I do read them. They're on iTunes or by all means on the blog. If there's particular topics also you'd like to cover, please comment on that too. I'll check that out if there's particular topics you'd like me to cover. And remember, if you enjoy this, you might also enjoy a monthly webinar. Just visit www.soul-trader.biz. And check out the events, the live events, and then you'll see where what the next live webinar podcast is on. Thank you so, so much. Enjoy your time out. Enjoy your time in life. Enjoy every special moment. Take care. Best wishes. Bye.